Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello and welcome. I am Quinn. This is Q&A, and today we have a question related to Amazon FBA. This question came in today from Age, and it says, I'm shipping my first product today. Congratulations, first of all. So in my inventory, the product is showing that the FBA fees are $18. Here are the details. My product weighs 3.4 ounces. The size is about the size of a book. It falls into the party category, so there aren't any extra dangers or precautions. My sale price is around $21. From what I understand, it should be a lot less than this. I am losing money, and I have gone back through and double-checked everything. So why is it so high? This here, Age, this is obviously a mistake. So what you have to do, I would recommend you go to your product, click on edit your product, and then go to more details. When you're editing your product, if this is your private label product, you're going to have option to more details. Check and see what sizes you have in there. You're going to have the size of your product is not the size of the package. And Amazon is going to charge you these fees according to the size of the package. So make sure that you have the size of your product, which is actually not mandatory to put in those more details. But I believe nowadays the size of the packaging is. Before it wasn't, but now it is. So when you go to more details, have a look at that size. If it's in there, here's another way to do this. Open your product on Amazon and pull out Jungle Scout on it. So Jungle Scout is going to tell you what size Amazon thinks your product is. Now, if that is incorrect, you're going to contact Amazon. So what you're going to do is you're going to go into your Seller Central. You're going to all the way to the right, top right of your screen. As soon as you log into your Seller Central, on the top right of your screen, you're going to see this small menu on the top right that says messages, help, and settings. You're going to click on help. And then after you click on help, you're going to scroll all the way down on that little screen that's going to open. And you're going to click contact us. And that's where you're going to contact seller support. You contact seller support and you tell them what's happening. They have an option when you do this. And if you go to product and there's an option is going to come up. There's a problem with my product. They're going to give you the option to enter the ASIN of this product, and then you can actually try to fix it before they even contact you. But if this is urgent and your product is almost at Amazon, you don't want it to start selling at a loss. So what you want to do is enter your phone number and put their request, their urgent phone call. In less than 5 minutes, they will call you. You tell them what the problem is, you tell them what the real dimensions are, and they will do a measuring of the product when it gets to the warehouse. So they will do a live or a real measurement, and then they will change your fees to what they actually should be. So if you're saying it's the size of a book, this should fit under the standard size and weigh 3.4 ounces, I'm guessing. Depending on what book it is, but normal 7x8 little book should be able to fit in the $3.19 FBA fee, and then your the commission is about 15% of those $21. So what is that going to be? That's another $2 or something like that. So have a look at that, contact seller support, and try that option of fixing it yourself as well through the contact us, and then you go and put in the product problem and let me know if that works. I'm willing to bet that's all it is, and you'll be able to fix it that way. All right, Age, thank you for that question. I hope this helps you, and I hope it helps anybody out there that had the same issues. And by the way, even if you don't think you have those issues, have a look at it. Open your products, your own products, and open your Jungle Scout, if that's one of the tools that you use, or any other tool like Unicorn Smasher, open that on top of your product, and see what the dimensions they tell you the product has. Now, see what the real dimensions are of the product inside the packaging. That's what matters. Some products can be bigger than the packaging. For instance, if you're selling an inflatable rubber ducky, you know, the packaging can be, let's say, like an envelope. But the product itself, the dimensions of the product will be the product inflated. So the product itself could be 20 inches, while the packaging is only 2. This is just an example, and you can use that just to see that the size of the product doesn't matter for the shipping. It's the size of the packaging, the size of your packaging. And then Amazon is going to grab your product inside your packaging. They're going to pack it in their own box and ship it through FBA. So make sure you're being charged the correct fees. And if they're undercharging you, just forget about it. But if they're overcharging you, contact seller support and get that fixed. All right, everybody. Thank you.